The transportation minister is here. A bunch of hot files, as I was saying, going into the news. Prab Meeskaria is with us. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, John, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, so let's talk with the good stuff, and that would be more and more GO trains. What's this going to look like?
Yeah, this is a great announcement for us, where this is going to be the largest increase in GO service in the last decade. So a 15% increase on weekly trips, 300 weekly new trains to be added to the GO Rail network. So whether you're on the Kitchener line, whether you're on the Stouffville line, the Lakeshore lines as well, we'll be seeing substantial increases, and also on weekends. So, you know, people have changed the way they're commuting. So we're putting even more trains on the weekends to get people to and from the city even faster than before. So we're very excited about this, and we'll continue to move forward and bring more service to commuters in the Greater Golden Horseshoe.
Do you have stats, data, whatever, that tell you necessarily what the sweet spot is for, you know, how many GO trains we need for more people to use the system?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that we take into consideration. Obviously, we have some lines that are very busy. We get the data through how many people are traveling, when we are you know, monitoring through our Presto taps, etc. We're looking at expanding as quickly as possible. Then we do, on some lines, run into constraints because the railways are owned by CP and CK. CN and the other rail line is obviously CP KC, and so we have to negotiate for rail time with those individuals to increase services on certain segments of lines. But what you see here today is an increase based off of where consumers are traveling, where in our schedules we've adjusted timings to better suit people. For example, on the Niagara line, we're better suiting people on weekends to be able to accommodate, for example, Jays games or special events, and catering timing towards that, and also weekend services. As people commute into the city more often. So we monitor this very regularly. Our team at Metrolinx puts all that into consideration when increasing services all across the board. And that's what you really see here, is in response to the much of the demand that we've seen to encourage more people to take the GO train. You know, we've implemented things like one fare, which is about $1,600 savings for those transferring off of other transit systems. And then on top of that, making sure we can have more frequency to get people to get on these trains.
Okay, then we get to the Up Express, and I'm wondering what the reasoning and thinking is behind making every other train skip two stops that are between Pearson and Union. Is that about, you know, making it a faster ride? Why are you doing that?
Well, there's two things to that, and one of the things I want to the Up Express was intended to be, you know, between Pearson and between our Union Station,
right,
to help people move quicker to the airport. That was one part of it.
A lot of people now quite rely on those two stops and using it as a commuter train.
Yeah, but the other thing that we've added here is, you know, 30-minute frequency for weekday afternoon, evening service on the Kitchener line, which is the same line on which the Up Express runs on as well. So we have increased service through the Kitchener line, and this Up Express line that we have used is more intended for our airport users. So where the Up Express is now going, you know, every 30 minutes in an express route, we're also then increasing the Kitchener line, which runs on that exact line, serves those stations with increased capacity. So while the timings might be slightly different, we have taken that into consideration, and we'll continue to support those commuters on those lines through this increase in service and 30-minute frequency for the Kitchener line that runs through that. So we're very confident that once it launches, we will see that as well.
One last story today, Robert Benzie and Christian Rushaway writing in The Star that the province has come to a deal with the feds about Highway 413. Does that effectively make it a go? Is shovels in the ground?
Absolutely. This gives us the certainty we needed to move forward. Look, this was the only highway project ever held up by the federal government in Ontario's history. We got the certainty we needed. We're going to work together on any of the issues that they have. Ontario has some of the strictest environmental standards across any other province or state for that matter. We need to start building. We've seen a million people come into Ontario in the last 2 years. We're expecting even more over the next five. Gridlock is getting tough for a lot of people. We need to build these highways. We need to build the 413. It's going to save at least 30 minutes in each direction, and it's going to help our economy and quality of life. So we're very excited about this. We're going to move forward in the coming months with a procurement to ensure we can get shovels in the ground and start building this highway.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
Ontario Transportation Minister Prapmeet Sakaria.